Welcome to Cheers to Homeownership.
Cheers, guys.
This is Amy Trim. I'm a loan officer here in Washington State.
And I'm Kathleen Facey, a real estate broker here in Washington State as well.
And this podcast is about everything to do with homeownership, from buying, selling, even refinancing, but also all the aspects that go into homeownership, just owning a home. We're going to be interviewing all of the professionals that are involved in all of that. Kathleen and I have actually been teaching homebuyer classes for the last 8 years. Can you believe that?
I know. So like I started at 12. No, just kidding.
Our classes cover the 23 benchmarks that going into buying a home. But this podcast allows us to dive deeper into all aspects of homeownership, not just buying, but we are starting off with the buying segment.
In our previous podcast episodes, we discussed that there are those professional players that are involved in buying, selling, refinancing a home. And so today's episode covers one of those professionals, the title insurance company. Our guest today is one of my favorite peeps, Kara Peebles with Fidelity Title and Escrow.
Yay. So basically, let's talk about why Kara's here. She is really passionate about helping her clients and that's really the driving force behind her 25 years experience as a title and escrow sales executive. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm, very.
So her focus really is providing superior title, escrow, and property information support, as well as supporting her agents and loan officers in strategies to help their clients. She has a lot of different tools to help us. She's a great resource and our go-to person.
Absolutely.
So she also works with the escrow team, which we covered in our previous podcast episode. And she is just, Kara's exceptional at communication. She's always available and she just makes sure that we have a nice, smooth transaction with lots of support. So that's about her professionally. Kara, can you tell us a little bit about you personally?
Yes. Hi. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Recently, I guess it's pretty exciting. My husband decided to take a career change and we bought a bar in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Ooh. So, wow.
Yes, I know.
So exciting.
That's so cool.
Yes, it is.
So what's
something
the name
totally
of the bar?
Totally new. It's called Claire's Sports Bar, and it's in the Romantic Zone in Puerto Vallarta.
Anybody going to PV, I like to call it, so Puerto Vallarta, you need to check out Players. Did you say Players? What'd you call it? Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Plug, plug.
11 TVs of your favorite game will be on.
That's awesome.
Very cool. So, and you're there right now, right?
I am. Yeah, I get to work remotely for a couple of weeks and actually visit my husband for a couple of weeks.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. Well, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here because we want to go over title insurance and what the title insurance company does for our homeowners and our buyers. So, you know, let's start off from the very beginning. What is title when it comes to a home? And can you share with us what title insurance is and what it covers?
Absolutely. So title and title insurance, I mean, it's all one. It is different than thinking about having a title for your car or a boat or something like that. So it's the same in the sense where when you purchase a home, title transfers to your name as a buyer. So it's similar to title like a car in that sense where the ownership changes.
Okay.
So when you come into title, it's called being vested in the property. That means it's now your property and how it is vested and how it's transferred title now into your name.
Okay.
The insurance part of it is a little different because we're going to talk a little later, I think, about all the different kinds of insurance. But the difference about title insurance is it actually is covering the past, where most of our insurances, health and car and all that, covers our future.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yeah, that's a good way to word it.
Yeah, so title insurance is covering pieces of the property from the past, because when you come into title, when you're purchasing a home, you want to make sure everything that the seller had on the property, liens, judgments, things like that, are all paid off and you're coming into title and it's all you.
So it's all clear of any of those encumbrances.
That's yes. Awesome.
And one other thing that is a little different too, it's a one-time fee versus all of our other insurances are paid monthly or, you know, throughout the year, mm-hmm. where this is a one-time fee when you purchase.
Okay. And so they pay it at closing on the transaction one time. That's good to know. So they don't have to, if they have a claim or something like that in the future, they don't have to pay it again.
So it's not like homeowner's insurance where you're paying monthly. Yeah.
Correct.
And is title insurance required on a transaction?
Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't have to have it, especially if you were buying, let's say, your neighbor's property and you just had a private transaction. But it's always going to be in your best interest because you don't want to have any surprises later.
Absolutely.
Good point.
Yeah.
So that's great that you only pay it one time for all that protection.
Okay. And so what type of claims, Kara, has a title insurance policy paid out on?
Well, most often that we see regularly, actually, are things having to do with property lines, legal descriptions, easements, things like that. So if any of those are done incorrectly and you come into title, you've bought the house, and you realize that the legal description is incorrect or the property lines are incorrect, that is something that we're going to insure. So very similar to having a car accident and then you go to your insurance company, you file a claim. It's that way too. You would come to us and you would say, hey, we have some issues with property line or encroachment. So we're going to start a claim and go through the process and we will cover it and pay any of the expense and redo whatever needs to be redone and make sure that you're insured that that's all taken care of.
Perfect. And so how do they find out about what's on that property's history? I know they get a title report when they go under contract, but what's going to be on that report and what should they do with it?
And when are they going to see it? Oh, you just said, basically when it's under contract, but when's a seller going to see it too?
Ah, good point.
Yeah. So that's a thing too, right? So when you are in a purchase, there's two actual policies. So the seller typically is purchasing the policy for the buyer because the buyer wants to be insured that everything is taken care of from what the seller had, right? And so if the buyer is working with a lender, the lender also needs to be insured. So the buyer is actually purchasing a policy for the lender. So there's actually two. So the seller is purchasing the policy for the buyer. The buyer is purchasing the policy for the lender.
Very
preliminary report comes out when property is listed. Because the seller wants to make sure, and also Kathleen, for instance, as the agent, wants to know what kind of liens there are, if they have judgments against them, if their taxes are behind. Most things are going to be paid at closing, but if there is a chance that there isn't enough equity to pay all of, if somebody had a lot of things or high IRS tax liens or something, those issues need to be dealt with. Or if somebody's deceased, if somebody's in an LLC, there's a lot of preliminary things that can be on a title report. So having title in advance when the property's listed and then a buyer comes in and there's a purchase and sale, and then they're going to see the report, making sure all of that's going to be taken care of. And a lot of it we can do up front before you even have a purchase and sale.
Okay. You know, I know from personal experience how important it is to read your title report. So when you're a buyer and you're in contract, it's so important to read it. I have an experience. My husband and I, our second home, we were not in the business yet. We actually got in the business shortly after being in this home.
Yeah.
And we moved in. It was new construction. And we were so excited about this home and we couldn't wait. Being new construction, sometimes there's not fencing or a backyard. Well, it didn't have that. And so
didn't you have like little kids and everything at the time?
Yeah, we had young children and we had a small little dog and it was kind of on a busy street and I didn't know to read the title report. We were so excited when we closed and we were saving our money because we had to have fencing. We had to have a fence to protect the kids, protect our little dog buddy. And what happened was we finally saved up the money. It took us a couple years, actually. We were able to build the fence. We did some incredible
landscaping,
yeah, with trees and things. And it was pretty expensive for us. But again, we budgeted and worked that all out. Well, one time we left for a weekend, I remember, and I don't remember where we went. But we came back home. The fence was torn down and the yard was all torn up. What we didn't realize, what we didn't realize is that we had a gas pipeline utility easement through our property. We were not to fence it. We were not to do serious landscaping like trees, things like that, that were really hard to remove. So everything was torn down because they needed to check the line. And we ended up losing all of the fencing and the shrubbery and things, and we're not able to rebuild it because they informed us that in our title report that easement did show up and we just didn't see it. So that was an experience that was really disappointing because we couldn't do the fencing that we wanted. So we ended up, a few years after that, of course, selling because it just did not work for us and our family. The next thing is that of really importance is title. If anyone complains about paying for title insurance, because sometimes you just don't see it, I can tell you that it is important because that same home, we learned a lot from this home. Okay.
Yeah.
That same home, we went on another vacation, which made us maybe not too crazy about leaving and coming home because what happened was we came home, there was a notice on the door. We'd always paid our mortgage payment on time. We were real sticklers on it. And so we got home and there was a notice of foreclosure on our door.
Oh.
And so we called up our loan officer and because I still was not in the business, had no idea. And she said, don't worry, just call the title company. She gave me their contact info. And what happened was the previous owner, who was a builder, he did not pay a judgment. And this was years ago. Now there's a rule where I think they have 90 days or something that they have to record a lien if they owe something like that. It's 90 days or 120 days. But back then they didn't have a time frame. So it was years after the fact they lienned our property. We didn't know about it. And then foreclosure proceedings started. So title came in, saved the day like Superman. And they got us out of the foreclosure situation. It didn't affect our credit or anything like that. So nobody needs to freak out about that. But they did take care of that lien. And I'm sure they went after the builder at that point. So yes, title is absolutely really important. Sometimes it's missed. People don't even realize how important it is. Read your title report and know that you're going to be insured against loss. And it's pretty cool. So that's my little story.
And that's a good point. You really want to read it. And we try to make it as easy as possible. There's a lot of stuff in there. It is a legal document, so it can be confusing. But most title reports are going to have blue hyperlinks, which make it a lot easier. If you come through and you're reading your title report, you'll see these little blue links, and it's going to take you right to the document. So if there is a question about easements or another big one, especially for buyers, are like driveway access and who's maintaining the driveway. So if you're buying a house and maybe you're sharing a driveway with three people,
yes,
the title report, that document will say, okay, who are we going to pay for pavement or who has to maintain it? So driveway maintenance, other things too that are important are covenants and restrictions. So if you're moving into a community that has, you'll hear CCNRs, well, maybe you can't paint your house purple or have the chickens that you want to have. So those documents are really important for buyers to really read in detail because they can kind of tell you what you can and can't do at your own property, right? You can't have a 40-foot RV outside is not allowed. So those are things, you know, you want to know before you're buying a house.
Oh, I love that. So you're basically talking about HOA. If there's any covenants, conditions, restrictions, also you'll see that in the title report. Is that what you mean? Or is that?
Yep. So okay. We have all of those.
See, that's
basically all these documents in the title report are recorded. So they're public record, but we put them in a nice little package because it's part of the property. So they're either filed or recorded with the county. So we make sure they're all packaged. So when you're buying a house, you're getting all the information that the county has on your property.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what buyers don't realize is that they have so many days. You have 5 days from receipt of the title report to review it. And so you want to review the title report because if there's any concerns and you're in contract, you can get out of the contract for that. And then you also have time. I'm really embarrassed now. I think it's 10 days to review. Yes, it's 10 days to review your covenants, conditions, restrictions, you know, your CC&Rs for HOA. And that's going to be on your title report. Also, we'll give you a copy of the HOA agreements. But, you know, they want to take that time and read everything thoroughly because if they find anything, they need to get out of that contract within the time frame.
And that leads to my question.
Yeah.
Because if they are looking at this contract and they have a question, can they reach out to the title company to ask?
Actually, that is my very best suggestion, especially with buyers, because, right, Kathleen, you do real estate, Amy, you do the loans and the lending. I am part of the title company, but that's not my number one job at the title company. We have our title officers and our examiners. They're the ones doing all of the research and putting these reports together. So I always suggest if buyers have questions, every title report has a phone number directly to the title officer or at least the title department. And it's always best if buyers have questions to hear it for themselves.
Okay.
Because they can ask their questions, they can be looking at the title report with the title officer and get the answers for themselves. Because it's almost like a game of telephone sometimes, right? You want to hear it for yourself and we're insuring it. So you want to hear it from the title department that's going to be insuring your property. So that's always my best suggestion is to call directly because that's what we're here for. Is to answer any questions a buyer or a seller has.
I love that. I'm going to be a little bit more vocal about that in our classes moving forward because I do say that there is a title agent that you can ask any questions, but I'm going to say I highly recommend that you contact them now that you've received and go through this with them because they'll help you understand everything.
Yeah,
I love that. Thank you.
That's going to be added value for our class participants. So speaking of questions for our title insurance rep, if you are choosing to homeownership, because
this is really important.
Yeah, this is very important because the podcast is named Cheers to Homeownership. If you are choosing or toasting to homeownership, what would be in your glass, cup, or mug?
Well, I love bubbly, so it could be a champagne or even a sparkling rosé if it's summertime, but I love a good
summertime anytime. Is this why you're in PV? Because then summertime every day, right? It's always summer there.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes, does this
it's
mean
always you, warm and sunny.
Does this mean you have great champagne then at your bar? Or are you going to work on that?
Actually, we're more about Pacifico, the cerveza. Cerveza and margaritas. Yep.
Oh, ooh, yes. Okay. Now you're making me want to come visit you guys. Actually, my uncles live there too, so I could stop by and visit them. But the priority
totally gotta work this out.
Would be coming to your bar. No, just kidding.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So I have a question.
That could be our future home buyer class to be in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious. So I do have a question about your champagne. So I was teaching a lunch and learn and somebody said their favorite was champagne, but they like to put stuff in it. especially during the holidays. Do you ever add anything to your champagne, like cranberries or something?
Not really. Sometimes it's fun to put like a frozen raspberry, or there's something that makes it bubble. I can't think of it off. Maybe it's the cranberries, but you can like freeze something and drop it in and it'll make it extra bubbly or something.
Oh,
but,
fun. I wonder what that is. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Google's my friend. Yeah.
I love that. I was at a shower and they had champagne and they had all these little fun little fruits to put in there. And I thought that was just the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. So, well, this has been awesome. Hopefully,
thank you, Kara.
Yes. Hopefully this episode has been helpful to our listeners too, to understand what title insurance is, what the company does for you, and how it involves you as the buyer, the owner in the transaction of buying, selling, or refinancing a home.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Kara. And, you know, we want you all to stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So we also want you all to stay tuned for more fun episodes. We have a financial advisor that's going to come on and give us some advice.
Yes, some tips.
And also we have coming up homeowners insurance. So one of the other insurances that we're going to talk about, there's many.
Absolutely. So thanks again, Kara, for being here. Hopefully this has been helpful, and cheers to homeownership.
Cheers, guys.